Jerry Bader Show 1036. I need to make a correction on something I said before the news. I said half of Republican voters think you should step aside. Half, more than half, find the allegations at least credible. Nearly half of GOP voters, 49%, say the accusations against Roy Moore are at least somewhat credible. Just 30% say they are not too credible or not at all credible. And then major developments here. Sean Hannity, who has been as staunch a defender as you will find, yesterday, last night on his show, said this. Here's where I am tonight, Hannity continued. Between this interview that I did and the inconsistent answers, between him saying I never knew this girl and then that your book comes out, for me, the judge has 24 hours. He must immediately and fully come up with satisfactory explanations for the inconsistencies that I just showed. You must remove any doubt. If he cannot do this, then Judge Moore needs to get out of this race. Hannity went on to say that this country has way too many issues and problems, and that the American people deserve 100% truth and honesty and need correct answers the first time. The reality is, they often don't get those from the White House. It's just the reality. And Hannity is one of the people who put up with that. Judge Moore, you owe that to the people of Alabama, the Republican Party that you represent, and to the country, which is suffering under so many problems. Obviously, it's unlikely that Moore will meet Hannity's demands. The candidate is putting forth an ultimatum of his own. The people of Alabama must accept his imprecisely worded, occasionally contradictory denials and endorse his contention that all of his accusers are making it up out of whole cloth in an organized partisan effort to destroy him or vote against him or not vote. It's more difficult to get figures in politics to fall on their swords these days. No one wants to step down for the good of the party. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez won't do it. These scandals are often brought on in part by ego and narcissism. The perpetrator believes they are irreplaceable and that no one else can do what they do. Then, this is the National Review. As Guy Benson observes, Moore's wife Kayla has shared on Facebook some claims that are false. On November 12th, she shared a letter from 50 pastors declaring, "We are ready to join the fight and send a bold message to Washington. Dishonesty, fear of a man, and immorality are an affront to our conviction and our Savior, and we won't put up with it any longer. We urge you to join us at the polls to cast your vote for Roy Moore." What she did not make clear is that those pastors signed the letter back in August, before all these revelations. Several pastors said they were not contacted about the letter and have asked for their names to be removed. Kayla Moore also shared a post claiming that the restaurant that the latest accuser says was the site of her meeting with Moore did not exist in the late 1970s and that it opened in 2001. Thus, the accuser's story cannot be true. That claim is false. The restaurant existed in the late 70s, judging from business records and advertisements in newspapers at the time. As Guy Benson puts it, this does not prove that Ms. Young worked there, that Moore was a regular, or that he assaulted her. But it does prove that a foolish, baseless claim repeated by Moore's wife to undermine Young was complete garbage. Some as yet undetermined percentage of Alabama voters will not care, of course. They put their faith in Moore a long time ago and are not willing to entertain the notion that he fooled them all these years. The idea that his wife is telling lies in his defense will strike them as an understandable reaction, not something that undermines the credibility of his denials. And ABC News reported yesterday that there are robocalls going on in Alabama, claiming to be the Washington Post paying up to $5,000 for similar stories. These are being done on Roy Moore's defense. The Washington Post has nothing to do with them. The most obvious smear campaign here is the one orchestrated by Roy Moore and his supporters. Now, Rush Limbaugh said something yesterday that was true. Is true. Rush did an informal survey of his studio staff, and unanimously they said they don't believe Roy Moore. They believe he did pretty much whatever he's accused of doing. And what Rush said is whether he did or not, McConnell still sees this as an opportunity to get rid of him. Absolutely. Now, I think one of the mistakes that Mitch McConnell made, and he's being criticized for this, is calling on Moore to step down, because that just plays right into the swamp establishment narrative. But now you have Paul Ryan, you have Mitch McConnell, now you've got Hannity feeling that he's been duped. He didn't say it that way. And again, I don't mean to criticize Sean Hannity. I applaud that finally, at this late date, Hannity is seeing the light on this, that all the evidence suggests that Roy Moore is lying, and there's no reason to believe him. And I think that's an important development here. I don't think Roy Moore is going to step down. I don't think that's going to happen at all. Now, I do suspect that President Trump would very much like it if Hannity's influence, and there's talk even that Steve Bannon is going wobbly behind the scenes. I think President Trump would very much like this to go away, because he has a wrenching, as Politico put it, decision here. And that is that he may have to be in the position of telling Roy Moore to step down. Now, as for McConnell saying that he almost certainly there would be a move to expel Roy Moore, there will be. Because every other Republican running for the U.S. Senate next year does not want Roy Moore as a running mate. The bigger lesson here is for Steve Bannon. Now, Bannon gets too much credit for Moore. Moore was going to win that primary before Steve Bannon got involved. But Steve Bannon used that to try to build a reputation to get other fringe candidates to challenge establishment Senate candidates. Kelly Ward is the same bomb ready to explode in Arizona. This is the big lesson here. To Harry in Westboro. Harry, go ahead.
Yes. Current thinking seems to be, if you are a Republican, you are guilty until you are proven innocent. If you are a Democrat, you are innocent even after being proven guilty. The Clintons are the prime example of the Democrats on this sort of thing.
Well, let me
automatically, over and over and over again, yeah, he's guilty, without really knowing anything.
Harry, does it bother you that his wife is spreading lies to defend him?
Wives will almost always defend a husband. Here again, back to the Clintons.
Okay, wait a minute though, Harry. I agree with you on the Clintons, and we thought that was bad, right?
We thought that was bad of her because she would not say the truth, but...
Right. So we criticized Hillary Clinton for calling it a vast white ring conspiracy. When it's a Democratic wife, we criticize them. When it's a Republican wife, then we don't?
Sometimes, yes and yes.
What's that?
Sometimes, that is correct.
Well, is it correct this time? Are we going to criticize Mrs. Moore for lying on behalf of her husband?
I'm not going to criticize her. I'm going to say she is defending her husband. Okay,
right.
Whether I like her defense or I believe her defense is something else again.
Is that the same attitude you held toward Hillary Clinton? That's the problem, Harry. This is where I thought Eric Erickson said this beautifully yesterday. It doesn't matter what the other side would do. It matters what conservatives would do. To Lewis on the road. Lewis, go ahead.
Hi, good morning. You just kind of stole my thunder there with Hillary Clinton and with Bill Clinton and so on. I mean, there's such a disconnect. The amount of scrutiny that they have received from the press and what has been demanded of them, you know, the fact that you've got Republicans here. This guy hasn't even been elected, and they're basically trying to destroy him. And yet you've got all of these other public officials who, especially the Clintons, who have, you know, taken all these liberties and have covered all this stuff up, and the establishment just seems to constantly protect them. And, you know, we can't have that if we're going to have a free republic. And, you know, the other thing is, you know, it's come to my attention that there's recently, you know, that we actually, taxpayers, are paying for lawsuits against some of these people who are elected, and that we don't even know it. And
Lewis, I don't want to get too far off the topic here. I understand the frustration that the media doesn't treat these things the same, and they don't. A lot of people are pointing to the Clintons. I think the better analogy here is Anthony Weiner and how Anthony Weiner had to, just basically get caught doing this again, running for mayor. And that was egregious on the part of Democrats. Lewis, I get that frustration. That frustration is not going to prompt me to behave the same way. Is it going to prompt you to behave the same way?
You know, I guess I'm so sick and tired of it. You know, I think that our elected officials should be at a higher standard, not at a lower standard than everybody else. That they should be, you know, accountable to a much higher standard consistently across the board, Democrat or,
I agree.
Or Republican, woman or man or anything. And that's the problem, is that that doesn't happen.
Lewis, I agree with that. And when it didn't happen, conservatives were there to criticize Hillary Clinton, the vast right-wing conspiracy, Anthony Weiner, Bob Menendez, and many others. And Lewis, thanks for the call. But the problem is, we can't then engage in the same behavior and be frustrated in it. And I know it's difficult. But one, I mean, I'll admit I wasn't a Roy Moore fan to start with. And my initial thought was, okay, I am inclined to believe the women. But I waited a couple of days. My first words were, I am inclined to believe them. Monday, I absolutely believe her version of events. He has not denied the yearbook. His wife is lying to defend him. That, to me, is about, that invalidates any defense he has. And I this is what I said when I would not vote for President Trump. I'm not going to take part in the Clintonization of the conservative movement. To Jerry and Peshtigo. Jerry, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry.
Morning.
Yeah, I believe that Mitch McConnell condemned and asked Roy Moore to get out of the race the day before any of these other allegations and proof came out. Also, didn't they just pass something in Congress to take care of sexual harassment? If it's such a problem, why hasn't this been addressed before? Why now?
Well,
I haven't heard one other name.
Well, okay, and that's part of that, though, comes from the culture outside of Congress. Part of it comes with Roy Moore. But again, all of this is around the issue and not the elephant in the room, Jerry. Let me ask you, I have not asked a listener directly. With everything that's come out in the last 48 hours, including the lies that his wife is telling to defend him, do you still believe that he's innocent?
Absolutely not.
Okay. That's.
But I waited, just like Hannity did.
Well,
and that's the problem.
Yeah, but Hannity didn't. I disagree with that. Hannity didn't wait to make an opinion. Hannity's initial opinion was he fully supported Roy Moore. He wasn't objective, Jerry.
But he qualified every statement.
Yeah.
He needs to step down.
I don't know that I agree with that. I mean, he was very supportive of Roy Moore. He did not sit on the fence. I disagree with that characterization. Jerry, thanks for the call. To Tim in Lublin. Tim, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. I just have to ask, it's sounding more and more like Roy Moore is guilty of this and he should step aside. However, my concern is this. Have we just discovered the new weapon of the left? Do you think there's a way they could find to use this in other elections in other states where if they can bring forth victims of or alleged victims of conservatives that they've found their new anti-conservative sword that they can thrust into the center of us and kill politically, that is, the careers of those who share our views?
Well, they've tried to do that anyway. Here's what I will say. I think Jerry and Peshtigo did make a good point. I think McConnell jumped at least a day early on asking him to step aside. I think there were still a time, although I will say this, there were things already happening that I would say are borderline sleazy, and some are sleazy, that were already happening behind the scenes to defend him, which maybe McConnell was responding to that. Tim, thanks a lot for the call. When you look at the indefensible tactics that are being used to defend Roy Moore, he won't respond. To my knowledge, he has not responded to his signature in that yearbook. He hasn't said it's phony, hasn't said it's false. And you've even allegedly got Steve Bannon behind the scenes going wobbly, and his staunchest defender, and no, Hannity was not objective on this. Hannity was defending him almost unequivocally. But I do respect Hannity for looking at this and saying, hey, this can't stand. It will be interesting to see what President Trump does. But here's the reality. Those of you innocent till proven guilty, one, that is in the court of law. Two, the evidence is overwhelming now that people are lying on his behalf, including his wife. I'm not sure what else you need after that. But if anyone else wants to weigh in, we'll have a few minutes in 3 minutes. 888-455-1360-1052.
I got this feeling inside my bones.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.